Skylar Wampler is learning Taekwondo to cope with the bullying his mother said he endured at Edgewood schools. From afar, the scar on Skylar's head from a bully hitting him years ago isn't visible.
Three squats, sir.
Do we stop moving, though?
No, sir. Just like Black Widows, we got to keep training.
Our biggest thing is kind of push him away a little bit and say, get back, leave me alone. And you say it loud enough that a teacher can hear you or someone can hear you. And he's used that instead of having to be afraid.
Skylar was a target of bullies because of his autism.
Students hit him with objects on top of his head, tripped him, called him names.
He was even straddled and punched on the school bus.
He would be coming home begging and crying, Mommy, don't send me back to school. Don't make me go back because it hurt. And it would literally make me cry every time because you have to send him. And I didn't want to send him back there.
Because of the bullying, Skylar gets scared more easily. He's afraid to make friends.
Okay, and then the next move. We're learning striking combos, correct? You got a ton of...
He shuts down a lot more since he was bullied, and he doesn't want to communicate.
It's unclear whether the alleged incidents were reported in state-mandated school bullying statistics. The state's data don't list every school, and many report zero cases. But while working with clients across the state, attorney Tammy Myers says she has seen a significant increase in bullying cases, not only in Perry Township schools, where she has a pending lawsuit, but also in Monroe County, Lake County, and Terre Haute.
Some districts are doing a good job of reporting, so you might see, 60, 70 bullying reports for a particular district, and then you might see a large district and it's zero. And you know that cannot possibly be true. They're just not reporting it.
The state has a long definition of bullying that includes the intent to harass, ridicule, humiliate, intimidate, or harm the targeted student. To critics like Rachel Van Alstyne, the most important point in the definition is that it has to happen more than once to be reported.
Why does this definition exist in this way when we know that bullying can happen one time? It's created a loophole for schools not to thoroughly investigate and document the abuse and bullying of our children.
Representative Vernon Smith proposed a bill this legislative session that would have expanded the definition of bullying to require reporting even a single incident. The bill passed unanimously in the House, but stalled in the Senate.
Sometimes the one act is so traumatic.
Smith doesn't believe the state's Department of Education is emphasizing the issue enough.
And I know that the Department of Education has a lot of responsibilities, but what you prioritize means that you're going to give more attention to it. And if you see it's a need, then you go and you meet that need. There is a need in this state.
Edgewood officials think changing the definition so that one act of aggression counts as bullying could unnecessarily inflate the data. To Edgewood School's Assistant Superintendent Matt Irwin, it's unclear whether there is an under-reporting problem.
At the end of the day, I don't know that the reporting piece of it is something that is most important. I think the most important thing is the education that we're putting into our kids' hands and into their minds to help them to be better citizens, to be better friends, to be better learners.
And despite assurances from school teachers, some parents still say they feel helpless when trying to support their kids through bullying.
Am I letting them down? Am I a bad mom?
The Indiana Youth Institute reports that 40% of parents in Indiana reported their child aged 6 to 17 was bullied in the 2022-23 school year. That's close to the national rate of 38%. 2024 had the second highest number of bullying incidents in the past decade. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.